Recently, water levels in one of Hyde Park's water tanks were so low that Mayor Charles Wheeler sent out a message pleading with citizens to reduce residential use.
As long as it's going out faster than you can put it in, it's going to continue to go down. And so we had to do something.
About a day after sending this message, water levels began to go back to normal in the tanks. Water levels are not this low throughout all of Cache Valley, according to Nathan Daggs, manager of Cache Water District. But Daggs says it doesn't mean residents shouldn't be worried.
We should be concerned, again, just because we've seen what happened in Hyde Park, and there's a few single home wells out in the middle of the valley that are starting to see some issues. And so if it continues, we could have more problems.
Over in Hyde Park, the city is going to do what it can to reduce water usage to conserve water levels. They sent out letters to non-residential users and churches asking to reduce water usage. They have also cut city office water use by 50%.
We picked out the top water users in the community, everyone that used over 50,000 gallons a month, which is quite a bit of water, and we asked them in a letter. We mentioned that they're some of the largest water users in the city and asked them to conserve.
Dag says whether or not cities will run into problems like Hyde Park did will depend on their water system.
So each city's water system is so different. Like Logan's not going to have that problem most likely because they have a number of water sources, more water availability that they're probably not going to see a situation like that anytime soon.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.